I've come to Oak Park Estate here in Carlow. It's a beautiful morning, and as I look around, I'm surrounded by 800 acres of rolling green fields. In the distance, I can see some forestry, I can see a small river, but the vast majority of these fields are taken up with crops. To the right of me, there's a huge field of golden barley, and behind me, a large field of growing wheat. The only animals here are, in the distance, a small herd of cattle owned by a local farmer. Well, it's in these lush fields that scientists from Ireland's agricultural research body, which is called CHOGUSC, find out more about crops. They've been researching crops here since the 1960s. It's also here that genetically modified potatoes will soon be planted outdoors. This is the first time in 15 years that GM crop trials will take place in Ireland. But the decision to allow these trials to go ahead has been controversial.
You know, this is actually irreversible. A small field trial in County Carlow, it isn't a good strategy for Ireland. It's not one that we should embrace.
Gillian Westbrook of the Irish Organic Farmers and Growers Association there, and we'll be hearing more about what she thinks later. But first, I'm here to meet CHOGUSC scientist Dr. John Spink. He's in charge of these GM trials. And John, we've come inside from the beautiful fields into this sweltering hot greenhouse. In front of us are little seedlings about 2 inches high. They are the GM potatoes. They have been genetically modified. Can you just tell me what genetic modification they've had?
These are a conventional variety, Desiree, which have had a single gene inserted from a wild relative. That was done by scientists over in the Netherlands who used a bacterium basically to insert that gene into the conventional variety, which bestows blight resistance.
And so this all happened in a Petri dish, pulling one gene out of the wild potato, the natural resistance to blight, and then putting it into this modern variety. How long does that process take?
It would take about 15 or 16 weeks to get to the plant that you see here, whereas if you were to do that conventionally, it could take in excess of 15 years with conventional breeding techniques.
Why have you chosen blight in potatoes for your research?
Well, blight is a huge cost to farmers in potato production. Irish farmers may have to spray about 15 times in an average year, up to in excess of 20 times in a bad year such as this. We estimate in total it costs them about €15 million a year, whereas if we could have better blight-resistant varieties, we could perhaps cut down to maybe 2 or 3 sprays a year.
Why don't we go outside and you can show me exactly where these little potato seedlings are going to be planted out?
OK, Ella, we'll go outside on this rare sunny day in Ireland and have a look at our 10 by 10 metre potato plot. Okay, Ella, so as you can see, we're in the middle of Oak Park, in the middle of this grass field, and the small patch in front of you, about the size of an average small suburban garden is where we'll be planting the potatoes.
Extraordinary. So there's this 10 metre by 10 metre patch of soil that you've dug up, surrounded by acres and acres and acres of clover-rich grassland. We can just go over and have a look at the soil here. It's very dry, as you would expect, with the sun. Once you start planting the GM potatoes out, what exactly are you looking for? What will you be studying?
We'll be looking on two main areas: the blight pathogen itself, and does the genetic modification cause the blight pathogen to modify itself naturally to overcome the resistance, but also on the biodiversity of the soil. And as you can see, this is a long-term grass site that we've ploughed up, and it's very good quality soil.
So all you have to do is push away all the dry soil underneath, take a handful of that, and you can see, you know, there's worms, there's lots of insects there. I mean, what could potentially, hypothetically, be the impact of planting GM potatoes here?
You could hypothesise that inserting the gene may cause the plant to release exudates from the soil, for example, which might affect soil microflora and microfauna, and that's what we'll be monitoring.
We're surrounded. I mean, if we just stand up and look around, we're surrounded by farmland here. What measures are in place to make sure that there is no cross-contamination?
Well, Ella, we've done a lot of work over recent years to actually scientifically quantify what we need to do in terms of separation of GM potatoes and conventional or organic potatoes to avoid any cross-contamination. And what that work found was that we needed a 20 metre separation distance. And as you can see here, the area that we've got around us, there's significantly more than 20 metres to the nearest potato crop, probably more like a kilometre.
So you're 100% confident that there will be no cross-contamination on this site?
We are, yes.
And I can't help but notice that you have no security here. Now, back in 1998, when you partnered with Monsanto on GM sugar beet trials, they were dug up by activists. Are you concerned that this will happen again?
It's obviously a concern, but there's, without going to huge measures, there's not really much you can do to stop it. But the other important aspect about our work is that we're wanting to make the results as freely available to the public as possible. So we'll be holding open days, we'll be inviting in all of the stakeholders, you know, the farming industry, the organic movement, to have a look and see what we're doing. You know, we hope there won't be a sort of vocal minority who decide to take take measures into their own hands and stop the rest of the general public getting independent, impartial information that they need to make decisions.
And have you budgeted for security?
We haven't budgeted for any significant security within the project, no.
Scientist Dr. John Spink speaking to me earlier. Well, it's fair to say that the agricultural industry here has pushed hard to promote Irish food as clean, green and natural. Farmers are, of course, at the heart of this. So are they concerned about these GM trials? Michael Keegan is a young full-time farmer in Wicklow, just south of Dublin.
More and more now we're competing on world market prices. You know, if everybody else is genetically modifying their food to be grown without chemical input and we're stuck here on this island, we're at a distinct disadvantage straight away.
And what do you say to people who say it, because we're an island, we should declare ourselves GM-free and we should market ourselves as GM-free?
We're not GM-free. A lot of the feed that's used in Ireland for livestock uses soybean meal from abroad. Anyone that thinks that we're totally GM-free is going around with their eyes closed. If this genetic modification to this potato means that we can grow this potato without the use of chemicals to control blight, then obviously it's cheaper. You want cheap food, you have to be prepared for the fact that things like this will happen in order to make it cheaper.
Farmer Michael Keegan there. Well, only last month, Ireland's Food Board launched an international campaign called Origin Green. It promotes Ireland's reputation as a source of natural, sustainable food. Gillian Westbrook of the Irish Organic Farmers and Growers Association believes that these GM trials will put this reputation at risk.
That clean green image has served Ireland well for a very long time, and we have over 9 billion euros in agri-food exports in this country. It is the absolute fundamental core of our economy, and we really need to look after that. To actually threaten it by even remotely risking our clean green image in an island where we have such a geographical location that means that we have very limited pollutants and things, to actually risk that at all is irresponsible.
Are you welcoming of the fact that this is publicly funded research, that the big companies like Monsanto aren't involved in paying these scientists to do this research?
I trust Chagas because they are a reputable organisation here in Ireland to actually do research and for to give the results honestly. But at the same time, whatever those results are, those are going to benefit the biotech companies. It's European taxpayers that are actually paying for this, and it's the European taxpayers that are saying we don't want GM, and I do think it is not to the benefit of any Irish farmer out there working in the field that GM is likely to come this way. It isn't a good strategy for Ireland. It's not one that we should embrace.